The power of one is what we're considering today. We brought this up last week. We closed on this note, the power of one. I hope we may all now take it to heart that each one of us, I mean, think Prince. I mean, we tend to glorify our prophets, or we're encouraged to by a system of power that wants to maintain its control of us. We're encouraged to think that they are almost a different species, so different from us that they must be worshipped. The truth is that we turn to them because we see our lost selves in them. Each one of us has exactly that same power. So imagine if not just one prince, every single one of us manifested power to the degree that he manifested it. That would mean the end of this system. So it is now our challenge to begin understanding what authentic power means, what our true selves actually are, how to turn away from the voice of authority when we've been indoctrinated, conditioned from infancy, to believe that that's all we can do, all we can be. Those are the only possibilities, the ones power offers us, we've been conditioned to think exist. Each one of us can consider now, given the particular life that you're living, consider how to manifest your power in this moment, because to take on this challenge, you know, affairs have become soul size, as Christopher Fry said. Taking on a challenge that is soul size will exponentially accelerate your process of reclaiming yourself right now. Because you are challenging. You are challenging the entire game that has led to our suppression as a global humanity. As we become big, taking on that challenge means we become huge right now. So to consider this moment is to deeply ponder, given your particular circumstances, what you can do to end this nightmare of global totalitarianism, because it's here. They are moving fast to apply that shoulder lock and fix us in place. They have no intention or ability to turn back. So each one of us must do what must be done to confront the bully daddy state. You will know you're on the right track when you experience your first EMF blast. Dancing to Prince while you're at it. Shake. You gotta shake something. If each one of us, as individual ones, though we be a single tribe. And I've been thinking about, last week we played the Rainbow Children, and he talks about needing a new nation. And that's how I think of our tribe of individual ones. Not a tribe of folks who subsume their individuality to some false global state, idol, power, but who discover true power within themselves, each one, individual self-sufficiency, continuous growth is the foundation of our association. We all have to be big to form our tribe of unified ones. Though we be a single tribe, we are individual ones, and as we act in this moment, we will shake off the hand of power forever. We can spread the word. Speak out loud. Share the suppressed truths of live love. We are not workers. We are human beings meant to be free, to help each other get so and keep so. We can say we are not hands for power or subjects of state, or tweet, May 1, global general strike, global work strike, or tweet Prince killed with EMF and reference this show or the blog page for more information, or delve into Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon, or maybe Prince parties in which we discuss what it means to live love. It is the authentic self that has been suppressed, and it is the authentic self that must act. We need no permission, just our own earth-given powers of analysis and the ancestors' gifts that we've restored to consideration in this space.